This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Yesterday we did Nun Tes Amud Aleph because we don't want to fall behind next week. So tonight we're going to attempt to do Nun Tes Amud Beis with the help of the Almighty. The Gemara said on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought a machloikes between, in the Mishnah was machloikes between Rav Meir and Rav Lez and Rav Shimon, whether a Kohen Gadol can marry a Boigeres. Rav Meir said a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Boigeres, but he could marry a woman who was somebody lived with Shaloi Kedarka, even though that's less of a Basula than a Boigeres is. In other words, Rav Meir holds that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Boigeres, but could marry a woman who had relations Shaloi Kedarka. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon say a Kohen Gadol could marry a Boigeres, but cannot marry a woman who had relations Shaloi Kedarka. Rav came along and said, Nivala Shaloi Kedarka, Psula Likuhuna. That means, to a Kohen Gadol. But to a Kohen Hedyoid, she is Kasher, even if she had Bia Kedarka, and she's not a Zayna, only if she was Nivala to someone who was Aser to her. Okay. The Gemara had a question. It says that if somebody rapes a woman, he has to marry her and stay married to her, but that's only if she's roy to her. That excludes an amana to a kohen gadol, a grusha or a chalutza to a kohen hedyot, amana to a kohen gadol, a grusha of a chalutza to a kohen hedyot. If he rapes her, he does not stay married to her. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If he lived with her kedarka, of course he can't stay with her. She is a ba'ula. It must be he lived with her shaloi kedarka, and the reason he can't stay married to her is because she's an almana, but she's not a ba'ula. So that's not like Rav, who said bi'ur shaloi kedarka passels her. Says the Gemara, not a problem. Rav holds this brisa that says bi'ur shaloi kedarka is not a problem, goes like Rav Meir, that bi'ur shaloi kedarka does not render a woman pasul l'kahuna. That bisuleha excludes a baigeres, and bivsuleha teaches me that bi'ur shaloi kedarka is mutter. So this brisa goes like Rav Meir. V'rav da'amer k'Rav Elezer, and Rav holds like Rav Elezer, that baigeres is mutter, and shaloi kedarka is aser. Says the Gemara, Rav Elezer, if Rav goes like Rav Elezer, why did Rav have to say that she's usher to Kohen Gadol and she's usher because of Ba'ula, Tepekle, the Havala Zoina? If she had Bi'ur Shaloi Kedarka, then if Rav holds like Rav Elezer, then L'chaira, and it's Bi'ur Shaloi Kedarka, and he holds Bi'ur Shaloi Kedarka is a problem, then Tepekle, the Havala Zoina. Say it's because she's a Zoina. Daha amar Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar said, Panoi haba al pnuya, if a single man lives with a single woman, Shaloi l'shem ishos, asa a Zoina. And therefore Rashi says, Dehavi l'zoina v'akfilu l'koin hedyot. Asur, even to a koin hedyot, she should be asur. Why does Rav Yehuda Amarav say, Nivela shukadarka psul l'kuhuna, presumably because she's a ba'ula, more than the fact that she's a ba'ula. She's a zayna. So if she's a zayna, she's aser to all kaihanim. Rav Yosef said, no, we're trying to figure out how she could be a ba'ula, but not be a zayna. You know how she could be a ba'ula, not a zayna? Kagon shenivala labahema. She had relations with a behema. Dahasa misham ba'ula, iko misham zayna laika. If she had relations with a behema, now I think this is talking about bia shaloi kedarka. If it's bia kedarka, then, well, let's see. The Gemara says kagun shenivala lebehema. She had relations with the behema. Dahasa misham ba'ula ika misham zayna leka. she's considered a woman who had relations, but she's not a zayna. To which the Gemara responds, Amar Leih Abaye Mimanavshach. Either way you look at it. If she's a ba'ula, then she should be considered a zayna. If she's not a zayna, ba'ula nami lehava. You can't have your cake and eat it. If it's relations, she's a zayna. If it's not relations, she's not a ba'ula. Elama, you'll say that it's talking about where the behema lived with her anally, shalai kadarka, and she's considered a ba'ula, but she's not considered a zayna. And what would this be similar to? V'chitema midi dehavi amuka sei shalai kadarka. Let's say a woman had wood stuck into her shalai kadarka, into where she excretes, and she is asur because she is a ba'ula, but not because she's a zayna. Rashi says, V'chitema midi dehavi amuka sei tahar Rebbe Lazar kamas nisen. You can't marry amuka sei. And we'll say even mukaseit shaloi kadarka is pasal. So you want to say she's a ba'ula, but she's not a zoina. If that's the case, if a woman who's a mukaseit shaloi kadarka is also to a kohen gadol, then there is no woman in the world who is not a mukaseit shaloi kadarka, because any time a woman ever wiped herself with a chip, with a piece of wood, which they used to do in the olden days, then already that penetration would render her a ba'ula shaloi kadarka mukaseit, and she would be usher to a kohen gadol. B'chitema midi dehavei mukaseit shaloi kadarka. If you want to say that if an animal lived with a woman unnaturally, then she would be usher to a kohen gadol, else being a ba'ula, then there's no woman in the world. There's no woman who would be kosher to a kohen gadol, because shleinas is mukaseitz aydei tzror, who didn't become a mukaseitz by wiping herself with a pebble. So we're sort of stuck trying to find a case. How do you have a case of a woman who's a ba'ula but not a zoina? Says the Gemara, Elo Amar Reb Zera. Reb Zera said, "Bimima enes." We're talking about a woman who did mion. Remember, what's mion? Mion is when a woman marries the Iraisa. That means, let's say, her father marries her off. Then she's stuck. The only way to terminate the marriage is through a get. But if a woman who's a Yisoima was married by her mother or her brothers, so that marriage is drabana, and she could refuse the marriage. So says Rashi, you could have a case according to Rav, according to Rabbi Lazar, that she's a bu'ula and not a zoina, not an amana, not a grusha. How? A katana yisoima, a katana who is a yisoima, hanisis labal, ubala shalai kadarka, he lived with her shalai kadarka, and then umiyanaba. So there's no znus over here. There's no almanos, there's no gerushin, because he nullified, the marriage was nullified retroactively. And the chiddush of Rav is, she's pasul because she is a ba'ula, meaning that a woman had relations with the man, shaloi kadarka. I mean, it can't be he had relations with her kadarka, because then, of course, the kohen gadol is asur to her, because she's not a basula. But even if she is a basula, if the man had relations with her, shaloi kadarka, and then she nullified the marriage, so then she is not a almana. She's not a grusha. But she's a ba'ula. Amar Rav Simi Barchia. Okay, so that's the case. That's the case of Rav. The case is Bimama Enes. New Chiddush. New Gemara. Amar Rav Simi Barchia. Nivala lebehema kshera lakuna. If a woman had relations with an animal unnaturally, anally, so she's chayiv misa. However, she's kasha lakuna, even to a kohen gadol. She's a mukaseitz, and according to the opinion that mukaseitz is kasher, this woman would be kasher. So, she's chayiv misa, but she is kosher to a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Nivala Lamisha Inayish, if she had relations with someone who's not a man, Afa Pisha Beskila, even though she's Chayiv Skila, Ksher Lakuhuna. She's Kasha Lakuhuna. Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Maisa Bariva Achas, there's a story about a young lass, Behislai, in the city of Hislai, Shahaisa Mechabedas, she's sweeping the house, Virava Kelev Kufri Meachra, and a wild dog had relations with her from behind. V'chshira Rebbe l'kuhuna. Rebbe was machshir her to kuhuna. Now, if it was kedarka, then it would be mukaseitz. But this was from behind, and the Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel, kohen gadol nami." Not only did Rebbe machshir her to a kohen, Rebbe was even machshir her to a kohen gadol. So this shows that someone who had relations with an animal, even though if she would have done it b'mezid, she's chayiv misa, but Rebbe would still be machshir l'kuhuna. Says the Gemara, b'mei Rebbe kohen gadol mihava, where there's kohanim gadolim times of Rebbe. Says the Gemara, ela ruhi l'kohen gadol. Rebbe, it just means Rebbe would said that she was fit for a kohen gadol. Amar le Rava mi perkin l'ravashi. Rava from Perkin said to Rav Ashi, or some have the girsa, mi parzakaya. Minoha milsad amra abanon. How do we know this matter that the rabbi said, ein znus l'behema? There's no znus to an animal. How do we know there's no such thing as znus to an animal? What is the makar of such an idea that there's no znus to an animal? The pasuk says, "Lo yisavi esnan zoyna u'mechir kelev beis Hashem lekach." The halacha is that the fare for a harlot, the money you give to a harlot, that money cannot be given to the beis hamikdash. U'mechir kelev, and an animal exchanged for the dog cannot be brought in the beis hamikdash. So the Gemara says that. So it says the fare of a harlot's fare, where the exchange of a dog, you cannot bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Utnan esnan kelev, the fare, if somebody pays a harlot to live with a kelev, umechir zayno, or you exchange an animal for a harlot, mutarin, that the fare is mutar, and the exchange animal is mutar. Shenamar gam shneyem. It says, "Toyavas Hashem gam shneim." Loisavi esan zeru mechir kabi zeru shvenel lechol nedar ki toyavas Hashem lekach gam shneim. The two of these things are abominable. That implies only esnan zoyno mechir kelev, but mechir esnan ve mechir zoyno and esnan kelev is permitted. Mishum shenemar gam shneim, shnayim v'loy arba. One second. So the Gemara has a kasha then. What's the question? Esnan kelev umechir zoyna, that a person says to a zoyna, here's a sheep, and live with the dog, or the price, if you exchange a zoyna for it's mutter the mizbeach. Question, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but Rashi says it. If the esnan of a kelev, the fare you pay a harlot to live with a dog, that means that's not znos, because if it was znos, that would be an esnan zoyna as well. So it must be living with an animal, it's not znos. That's the proof. Living with an animal is not znos. Tan rabbanan anusas atzim futas atzmai. The woman, the kohen gadol himself, raped or seduced lo yisa. He's not to marry because she's a beula. But v'imnasa nasa. If he married her, the marriage is effective. Anusas chaver mafudas chaver, right? If the woman that his friend raped or seduced, you said kohen gadol can marry him. Nasa, and if he married her, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, havlad chalal. If he married her, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the vlad is a chalal. The chachamim omerim, the chacham say no, havlad kosher. The vlad is kosher. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do samach amud aleph. Okay, shkach everyone, have an amazing night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Kol tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.